Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life Forces podcast with me, your host, Bianca Giuliani. And we have a little bit of a different episode today. I had planned a few more episodes, at least, of this season of this little batch, but things have changed, and I need to be honest with myself and honest with you about how I've been feeling and how I really want to move forward as opposed to doing what I feel obligated to do. And so with that, I just want to tell you a little bit about the past couple weeks and realizations I've come to and how things need to shift for me at this moment in time. But before I get into that, I just want to say I hope you're all doing well in the midst of Mercury retrograde, coming out of eclipse season, and I don't know how it was for you, but for me, I felt it. I really felt it. And that's partially because these eclipses were squaring my natal lunar nodes, and that's a pretty pivotal moment. It's called a nodal square in astrology. And remember, the lunar nodes are sort of points of destiny. We all have them natally, and then of course they shift every year, and where they are tells us where the eclipses will be. And that's why these eclipses are big portals of change and transformation, and they nudge you towards what you are meant to move towards. And so eclipses are really not meant to be messed with, right? I've talked about this before, I believe, but eclipses aren't really a time to perform rituals, to do your normal like new moon, full moon thing, to try to manifest. The energy is just very unstable and very unpredictable, and things can honestly get a little bit dangerous. So, I mean, that's my opinion. But anyway, let's get to what's been going on for me. So around the lunar eclipse in Libra, which was the 25th of March, a little bit before that, like the weekend before it, I was just like feeling so frustrated and so out of sorts. And it was really uncomfortable and it was really emotional. And I don't know. I was just really pissed off, to be honest. I was just really not happy with the way things were going for my business and with myself. And I was just like, what am I doing? I just really had a moment of just surrender and realizing I wasn't happy with the way that things were progressing. And I gave myself time to process and to think about it, and I kind of just realized I wasn't prioritizing my own joy and excitement and just like doing things that would be thrilling and interesting, and I was taking things just a little too seriously. And then I was taking things so seriously that when certain things didn't work out, it kind of pissed me off even more, because it's like, okay, well, I'm putting all my energy into this and feels like nothing is coming out of it, right? And it can be hard when we're going through it, but as you process it, you can realize that that is often redirection, right? It's not necessarily about going off and doing something completely different. It's maybe just adjusting how you're approaching things, right? If really nothing's working, then something needs to change, right? And so for me, I realized when it came to business stuff, I needed a new strategy and I needed to focus on things that actually move the needle. And so that's where I'm at, kind of. And then as, you know, the weeks passed by leading up to the solar eclipse that we had more recently, just a few days ago, as I'm recording this on, we had it on April 8th, the solar eclipse in Aries. I mean, I definitely really felt that one because it was very exactly squaring my nodes, squaring my sun in Cancer. So anytime we have a square in astrology, it creates some tension, and it also creates tension that propels us to act or propels us to shift something. And from there, I was like, okay, things have to change and I have to do things kind of radically differently, you know, not completely change my life, change my identity, move countries, like anything like that, but just I really have to do things differently. And I really have to focus on what's in alignment for me, because I realized that there was a lot I was doing that wasn't really lining up with the person that I actually want to be and the things that I actually want to do. So I had to be really honest with myself about that. And another thing is, I've had this idea for this creative project, I'll just say. I originally got the idea almost 3 years ago, and I have worked on it incrementally, on and off, blah, blah, blah. And I really wanted to finish it, complete it last year in 2023, and life kind of got in the way and it didn't happen. So you have to make the time and space for things that are actually important. And I'm lucky enough to have pretty much total sovereignty over my own schedule, which is completely by design. And I know that's not necessarily available to everyone, but it can be. You can shift things in your life to make that happen for you. But because of that, I'm just like, okay, if this is something I really want to finish, and if I basically have almost full control over my entire schedule, then why am I not doing it? Oh, I'm not doing it because I'm telling myself that all these other things are more important. And it's funny because the other things that I thought were more important were not working out. They really weren't working out. For example, I was trying to find someone to help me with things in my business, like sort of as an assistant. And I was in conversation with a couple of people and it just totally dropped off. It just completely, completely dropped off. So I kind of took that as a sign of like, okay, here I am having these conversations with people, following up, and we're not getting to the video chat, like Zoom call stage. Okay, I'm not going to force this. I'm not going to push this. Let's just leave it be. And I also want to say that I think there's a difference between letting go a little bit and readjusting versus completely giving up. And I would like to think at this moment, in this moment, that I'm not completely throwing in the towel or giving up. I'm just being honest with myself about what's happening and how I'm feeling about it. And it doesn't feel like a time for me to push through. It does feel like a time for me to be really persistent in this creative project and to finish it in the next couple of months, to be so proud of myself that I actually did it. And I know that when I really devote myself to working on it and working through it, I make amazing progress on it. But it's when I feel like I have 50 other things in the way that prevent me from just going for it, that things get a little messy and it becomes bottom of the list or close to it, right? Because it's really easy to keep promises A, for other people often, right? When we're just like generally kind, generous people, maybe we have some people pleasing tendencies. It's easy to do things for other people, especially when it's for our job and we know for sure we're getting paid for it. You know, we know that if we do what we're supposed to do within the 8 hours or whatever that we're working, you know, then we're going to get our paycheck and everything's going to be cool. But when something's a little bit more of a risk and not so obvious, when we're doing something creative without guarantee that it's going to result in anything that like brings us money or leads us to a certain opportunity, it can be way easier for us to just like put it on the bottom of the list, like unconsciously even. It just kind of happens, you know? It sucks, but it happens. And so I want to try something different where I prioritize this thing that is truly important to me, but maybe it is a bit of a risk because I don't necessarily know how it's going to turn out and if it's even going to lead to anything. But I know I can be proud of myself for actually like finishing it and following through, because how often do we have amazing ideas for something and maybe we start it and maybe we even get to the middle of it, but we just don't follow all the way through? And it's completely within our power to do so, right? But fear can get in the way, self-sabotage can get in the way, doubt. But we kind of have to feel those things, experience those things, but move through them and keep going, right? Because really, what will our life or things amount to if we just keep stopping when it gets hard, or keep stopping in the middle, or keep stopping when it doesn't feel as fun? Because honestly, like working on things that in theory you enjoy is a lot of the times not that fun, right? What keeps us going is our devotion to the thing, right? Our devotion to something that's bigger than just us or bigger than just the project we're working on. Because we have no idea how it's going to impact other people or who specifically it's even going to impact. You have no idea. And the only way we could ever know is if we actually do it, right? And so that's where I'm at. And so I'm like, okay, let's do the scary thing of actually finishing it. Because that's the scary part. It's less scary to be like, oh, you know, I just never got around to that thing, but it's okay, right? Because then there's always this confusing, opaque, unknown, right? But I think there's vulnerability in actually finishing the thing and actually following through on your word. And for a lot of us, it's a tremendous thing to consider, you know, because it's just easier in a way to dismiss things and just stay stuck in wondering what could have been, right? So that is my spiel for now. But practically what this means for Life Forces Inc., for the podcast, for everything in this world, is I'm taking a break. I don't know for how long, but I don't plan to be active here or on social media, newsletter, etc. I don't want to put any pressure on myself to contribute anything here at this time, because that's just not where my energy wants to be. I can see that what's right for me and my body and everything at this moment is to like simplify things even further. So to really only do a few things a day and not add like, oh, this little thing and this little thing and post this reel and post this TikTok or whatever it is. Just keep it really simple. Work on this creative project, do my part-time job, cook, see friends, do whatever else. You know, not overcomplicate it. And I'm sure I'll be able to come back to all of this refreshed because I will actually honor this break instead of being like, oh, I should post this little thing or whatever. I'm really just planning on being off. And I hope that I honor that for myself. That's where I'm at. So let's see how it all unfolds. And so I'm expecting that there won't be another podcast episode for a little bit. And I really don't know when I'm going to come back. You know, I don't want to make any promises. I don't feel like holding myself to a certain timeline with that because I want to honor this creative project that I really, really want to finish because I'm really getting there. I'm really making great progress on it and I feel more tapped into it when there's less going on in my life. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't think I have anything else to share at this moment, but I just want to say that it's really important to honor wherever you're at in a given moment. And I think sometimes we believe that we need to add certain things for our life in order to improve it, but maybe sometimes it's about subtracting where we can and streamlining things so that we have more space to enjoy life or for more inspiration or creativity to come in, for more love to come in, whatever it is. So I hope that this lands for you. And I thank you very much for being with me and for supporting me in different ways. I know whenever I come back in however format I do, it'll be cool. It'll be interesting. Yeah, and I'm excited to see how everything unfolds. So I hope you all have a beautiful spring. And if you want to dig into more, I encourage you to go back to the past episodes that I've recorded because I've had amazing guests, great solo episodes. I feel like there's a lot of juice in the past episodes as well. So don't be afraid to go back to them. And yeah, I also wanted to ask you if there's anything specific you want to know about me, you want to know about astrology, you want to learn things you want to discover more deeply about yourself, whatever it is. I would love if you could drop that in via the link in the show notes. I have this like podcast questions link. Just drop whatever in there, even if it's just a comment. The original intention was to answer these questions on future podcast episodes, and maybe I would do that. But I would also just love your general feedback, what you've been loving about this podcast or Life Forces Inc. in general, what you want to learn more about, anything that comes to mind, because it will really help me moving forward whenever I pick this back up. And I just want to create things that serve people, you know, it's not just for me. It's really not for me. I'd be nothing without my community and my clients, right? So yeah, I think I will just leave it there, but I'm sending you so much love. And I will see you very soon.